Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. P-E-E-K Painting.com.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Once you try our bison meat, you won't go back. I'm Susanna Luthi Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I also raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch in Cambria, and we sell our meat at a pop-up shop every Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. off Highway 46 West. So, if you're headed to or from the coast, stop by for a tender steak, delicious burger, and more. We're almost through our harvest for the year, and steaks sell out fast, so don't miss out. Find us at TaylorRanch1868.com.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Ever heard of visceral fat? Well, you have it, and it's not very flattering. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Cast your eyes down to look at your toes and tell me if you can see your feet. If not, meet visceral fat known as belly fat that is so hard to get rid of. Incorporating bits of exercise before heading out the door or hitting the hay can help reduce all over body fat as well as abdominal fat. I suggest a forward lunge. Don't let the name scare you. Start slowly and have a chair beside you to hold on to if necessary. Start by standing with your arms by your side, feet hip-width apart. Take a big step forward with your right foot and lower into a lunge while bending the front knee to a 90-degree angle and the back knee touching the floor. Press through your right foot and straighten both legs. Step back up and bring your legs together. Repeat with the left leg. That's one rep. If you are unsteady on your feet, put a chair beside you to straighten and do 8 to 10 repetitions. Keep listening to Healthy Habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator at Cuesta College, who adds, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News. Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, August 21st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
More than 24 positions for county election have zero candidates filed. San Luis Obispo County Republican Party announces endorsements for 2026 election. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 58 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The deadline to file for school board and CSD positions in San Luis Obispo County passed earlier this month. The clerk recorder's office has a list available online for all currently certified candidates. In the Pastoral Bowles School District, District 1 candidates are Jim Cogan and Thomas Apkarian. Candidates for Area 2 are Brian Maxt and Randall Patrick. For Area 4, Jennifer Linham and John Rowans. In the Templeton Unified School District, candidates are Forrest Pearson, Janelle Armit, and Jennifer Greniger. Candidates in Area 2 in the Shandon Unified School District are Megan Arroa, Jesse Quellar, Maria Elena Garcia, and Jennifer Moe. But currently, there are 24 positions that have zero candidates filed. Because of this, and no timely petition is submitted, these offices will not appear in the November election. The affected districts will need to appoint qualified individuals. This includes the San Simeon CSD Director, Area 3 of the San Miguel Joint Unified School District, and more. Additionally, there are several positions throughout the county that do not have a number of candidates that exceed the number of offices to be filled. Qualified candidates who have applied will instead be appointed in lieu of an election. This includes the Atascadero Unified School District, two areas for the Cayucas Elementary School District, and San Miguel Joint Union School District. San Luis Obispo County Republican Party announces endorsements for 2026 election. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big-picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. The Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County has announced a list of endorsements for candidates in the 2026 election. For the North County, their endorsements are Faith Frankel for Paso Robles Mayor, Tom Apkarian for Paso Robles School Board Trustees, Area 1, Chris Bausch for Paso Robles City Council, District 2, John Rowans for Paso Robles Joint Unified School District Trustee, Area 4, and Mike Avila for Atascadero City Council. Additional candidate endorsements may be announced as the 2026 election cycle progresses. Join the City of Atascadero for its Cruisin' Weekend, tonight and tomorrow. Tonight kicks off with the 33rd annual Hot El Camino Cruise Night at 6:30, with the 35th annual Mid-State Cruisers Car Show from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow at the Atascadero Lake Park, and finally the 10th annual Dancing in the Streets tomorrow in the downtown area from 5 to 10 p.m. The Hot El Camino Cruise Night is one of the largest events in San Luis Obispo County, with a variety of cruisers and antique cars beautifully restored from across California. Then you can check out these vehicles at the Atascadero Lake Park on Saturday. Dancing in the Streets will feature popular local bands performing around the Sunken Gardens, as well as community entertainment between band sets. There will also be a variety of food trucks available, as well as wine, beer, cider, margaritas, and distilled spirits. Don't miss the City of Atascadero's Cruisin' Weekend tonight and tomorrow. Motorists on Santa Rita Road may experience traffic delays as the County Department of Public Works performs road repairs. Work will take place about 3.5 miles west of Vineyard Drive as trucks and heavy equipment will be hauled to assist in ongoing storm repairs from 2023 and 2024. Delays of up to 30 minutes are expected during construction activity. Activity is scheduled weekdays, 7 a.m. and 4:30 p.m., from August 24th through September 26th. A reminder that this afternoon will be a ribbon-cutting ceremony at Pat Butler Elementary School to celebrate the opening of its new ADA-accessible playground, expanded learning classrooms, and garden. The new playground features accessible equipment and soft, resilient turf. The new expanded learning classrooms will help increase the cap of 50 students in the district's ELOP program to 110. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Angels beat the Astros 18-3, the Royals over the Athletics 6-2, the Guardians beat the Giants 5-2, the Yankees over the Orioles 6-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Pirates, the Padres will go against the Twins, the Angels will face the Rangers, the Athletics will go against the Astros, the Giants will face the Red Sox, the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In California news, California State Senator Aisha Wahab is likely to be the District 14 special election winner and will serve out the rest of former Representative Eric Swalwell's term. Swalwell resigned from his seat in April after multiple sexual assault allegations came to light, which he denies. Wahab will once again face Hernandez in the November election to decide who will serve the next full two-year term. The investigation of allegations of sexual assault against former Representative Eric Swalwell also continue, with federal agents seizing his electronic devices at the San Francisco airport on Saturday and executing a search warrant at his home a day later. A 22-year-old California man who works at a casino is in custody for allegedly stabbing five people inside the resort. Joseph Noggle, an employee at Thunder Valley Casino Resort, is accused of stabbing five co-workers, one who suffered life-threatening injuries. Authorities have not yet disclosed a possible motive. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRO News Time is 7:17.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. A proposed $99 million settlement in a nationwide John Deere right to repair lawsuit is moving closer to final approval. More than 200,000 customers could be a part of the class covered by the settlement. It applies to those who paid for John Deere repairs from the company or an authorized dealer between January 10th of 2018 and May 18th of 2026. Settlement notices are expected to begin going out on August 28th. Objections are due December 4th and claims must be filed by December 31st. A final approval hearing is set for January 19th. The Chapter Connect program is bringing FFA chapters and students together from across the country in a new and meaningful way, according to the National FFA Association Belonging and Engagement Manager, Lloyd Graham.
So we connect people based off of demographics, community type, program type, to essentially build authentic relationships with one another and then also learn, engage, and grow together.
Graham says a program evolved from a recognized need to keep students connected beyond the 3 days of the National FFA Convention.
Chapter Connect was built to allow chapters to connect before convention, so they got a feel for each other, got to know each other a little bit, and then they actually met in person at convention, but the goal being to continue that relationship after convention.
32 chapters are participating in the FFA Connect program.
You work hard from sunup to sundown raising America's beef. And with Superior Livestock Auction, it's time to be rewarded with top dollar. Consign your cattle to Superior's Labor Day video auction running September 2nd and 3rd in Hudson Oaks, Texas, and live online. Call 1-800-422-2117 or visit superiorlivestock.com today. But hurry, the consignment deadline is fast approaching. It's August 24th.
With EcoWorks EC from Helena, you can achieve consistent, superior performance from an organic pesticide. EcoWorks EC is a natural insecticide and miticide designed to improve sustainability and handling without compromising performance. It effectively controls a broad spectrum of insects and mites in a variety of crops and markets in both conventional and organic systems. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn more about EcoWorks EC. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
The City of Atascadero Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series is happening most every Saturday evening through the summer. Enjoy dancing all summer to great rock, country, blues, and more. All concerts are free and everyone is encouraged to bring a blanket or a low back chair. There'll also be delicious concert grub available for purchase. It's Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand. Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30. Brought to you by Mechanics Bank. For more, go to visitatascadero.com.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Linda Hopkins, a farmer, Sonoma County supervisor, and member of the California Air Resources Board, criticized anticipated cuts to state-funded programs that incentivize farmers to implement climate-smart farming practices. Quote, "It's a shame to lose that funding. In my opinion, it's a huge missed opportunity. We have the opportunity to partner with farmers on things that make financial sense, make environmental sense, and benefit local economies. And with the loss of funding, it's really going to hit farmers," Hopkins told Ag Alert in an interview. Quote, "You're removing funding from some really cost-effective and critical programs. The potentially affected farm programs are funded through California's Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, which is set to receive less money because of changes to the state's Cap and Invest program." Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. CHP reports that there is a traffic hazard near 8325 Vineyard Drive, just outside of Templeton. CHP says that there is a tree blocking the entire road. This was first reported at about 7:10 this morning. CHP has a unit en route. Again, at about 8325 Vineyard Drive outside of Templeton, CHP reports that there is a tree blocking the road and they have a unit en route. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 90s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 60s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, sunny Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday. Upper 90s Sunday, mid-90s on Monday, upper 90s on Tuesday, 100 on Wednesday, upper 90s on Thursday, 95 a week from today. Currently, it is 59 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks rallied at the open. Investors are brushing off elevated interest rates on U.S. Treasuries and higher crude oil prices. Brent crude, the global benchmark, is at $93 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate, U.S. oil, is at $86. BJ's Wholesale Club shares opened nearly 3% higher. The warehouse chain reported upbeat sales and earnings and record membership. Sales, including gasoline, were up 12% in the quarter. Discount chain Ross also reported an upbeat quarter. It's optimistic about this year, and the stock is up 4.5%. Bitcoin's price topped $77,000 earlier today. Analysts tell the Wall Street Journal mega whales who make huge trades are leading the jump. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner-broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Cajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon the cases will speak differently, more focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Summertime is savings time at the Mattress Specialist in Paso Robles. Here's Rich London.
I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody. So I've got high-end beds with Chatham & Wells. I've got medium-high with Eastman House. I've got other lines that are lesser expensive, but all are good quality beds, top quality to good quality.
The Mattress Specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Okay, email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com as we're ready for freedom of speech, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Remember, they are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Friday edition here on The Right Choice. Danny and Darsha this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, open mic Friday, so enjoy that. Also, we'd like to announce the winner for the gift certificate from Joe's Place. One of the qualifiers and the winner, one and the same, I guess, K-Dick. K-Dick, you are the winner for the gift certificate. You got 30 days. Always call ahead. Always call ahead. And just as a kind of a heads up, starting September, the hours will be changing here at the studio. Nothing on air, but it's just in-house stuff. So we'll let you know when that officially takes place. Okay, Chris.
Got something for me?
I got something for you. Well, it's for you and your dad.
Oh, boy.
Okay, let's see. A haircut. Chris said the other day that he gives his father a watermelon for a free haircut. I need a haircut, and I have a watermelon.
Sorry, it's a family business.
There you go. Great answer. It's a family business.
Plus, I don't, you know, give him a watermelon for the haircut per se. It's just a thing, you know, you do as family. My dad, you know, gives me haircuts. Every once in a while when I go out to the grocery store, I'll think of him and my mom. Like the other day, I found Tri-Tip at a discount. My dad loves Tri-Tip. He loves grilling Tri-Tip. Got that for him. We're having that today.
Okay.
Is that payment for anything that he did for me? No, it's because he's my dad and I love him.
Well, but it's not free either. Because he said, you know, his father a watermelon for a free haircut. It's not necessarily free. You're exchanging.
In a way, yes.
Yeah, okay. You know, it's like, I don't know how many of you folks out there, because I know my dad did, at one point in the life of our first cat, Boots, Dad came up with the amount of money that the cat had us in for. Because we had Boots for 16 years, and I guess this was a couple years before Boots passed. He said that cat's into us for about $6,000. I hadn't thought about that. What I should have said, well, how much is of me and my brother and sister cost you? The cat's cheaper. Quit complaining. Okay. And that was the other thing from, you know, last hour, the guy that called in with the trivia, he said that he called his dad Daddy-O and it didn't work very well. Wonder how many family, you know, those who grow up, if you called your mom or dad something other than mom or dad, you know, you could be Pater or something like that. Because I had a Canadian friend who used to, I forget this exact, that she would call her mom and dad, and I think it was Mater or Pater, something like that. Anyway, and that was because they were from Canada. But I'm just assuming it was mom or dad or mother, father, something maybe more formal or less formal. I don't know. But I never even thought about now behind their back may be a little bit different. That's just kind of how things go. All right. We've got a $400 million bond coming to, well, you'll have an opportunity to vote for it on November here in darn near Paradise. You're also paying on other school bonds. Three other school bonds, and it's, you know, a couple of slices of pizza, maybe not even a frozen pizza, I don't know. But, you know, I pointed out yesterday the information that I got on the school credit card and that Kona Spa for over $1,000, the Starbucks, a couple of places, Mr. Pickles, these are all on school credit cards, and I still haven't been able to find out if those are paid back. And why does this school have people have credit cards for that? Let them use their own credit card. Why? I'm not even saying that I would agree for a school trip, for a conference. They can use their own personal credit card, and then they can show the receipts and get reimbursement. How many of you out there think that if you have, and I don't know how many credit cards any school district may hand out, or the cities or counties for that matter. Isn't it a little bit harder to keep track if you have quite a few out there? And what is the percentage of the reimbursement? Are people being required? $22 for a Starbucks. I'm not gonna mess with it. Well, it's not your money. And if it's $22, use your own money. Use your own money. Anyway, so where am I going? Well, I'm going here with this because somebody is running for school. What position is it? He is state controller. It's the state's chief fiscal officer, accountant, and auditor. His name is Herb Morgan. And he has said that, again, he's, you know, kept track of this. California has spent billions of dollars educating public high school students, but has failed to boost educational outcomes despite the influx of taxpayer funds. California's K-12 education funding rose from $97 billion in 2019 to $151 billion for the current budget cycle. And what he does is he tracks and lists state expenditures, and it's a financial oversight initiative designed to track and decode state spending. So let me just simplify this. Per student spending has jumped over that same period, that's 2019 to current, from $16,300. Again, this is per student, to now $27,400. And what are the results? Well, we know here they're not good at all, and statewide, except for a couple of districts, they're abysmal. So we've increased over $10,000 per student, and we're getting worse results. I know if we had better looking buildings, that would probably bring the scores up. So I wonder how many of you are aware of that. Now, California trails states with significantly lower budgets. Mississippi spends around $12,000 per student. And we know that Mississippi, in the last couple of years, they have been reporting higher average standardized test scores in fourth and eighth grade math and reading. And that's from the National Assessment of Educational Progress. That's not just the state of Mississippi saying that. So we want to continue to spend more money. That's great. That will be up to you in November if you want to do that. And maybe you have some thoughts regarding that. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. Also, for those of you, I don't know, again, Chris, on your, well, let's go to the phone. Speaking of the phones, I was going to bring it up. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. That's what I meant when I talk about reality. From our politicians and our leaders in school board, where's the discussion about the results we're getting from education? We spend all this money, and it's like nobody cares, nobody talks about it. We have a current school board where, as near as I can tell, we have one school board member that seems to care about it. The rest just bump along and want new buildings, but they don't try and figure out what the problem is here with our education system. And as far as the credit cards, that's ridiculous. Why do they have credit cards? I work for a company. I do a little bit of travel, and I use my credit card, and at the end of the month, I put in an expense report and receipts, and I get reimbursed. And that's how it works. That way, I'm paying attention, and the company's paying attention to what I'm spending money on.
Right, and that obviously it limits the opportunity, and in my words, to cheat the company.
Yeah, and it's recording all the expenses, it's receipts, it's there's someone in the accounting department that's paying attention to what I'm doing, as opposed to just all these cards. It gets lost. It's too easy for it to get lost with the company credit card, if you ask me. But nonetheless, I don't know why they need a company card in the first place. What's the school? What are these people doing that they need it?
Well, again, my point, why are they using a school credit card to buy Starbucks?
Well, that's ridiculous. That's absurd.
Or a sandwich from Mr. Pickles. Why? Use your own.
Yep. Yeah. I buy my own lunch. I buy my own coffee.
Right. And I don't... I know in, you know, my case personally here is I have used the, I may buy something for the station on the company credit card, and I just, at the same time, I may also buy something for, you know, personal. Now, I mark that, I submit it, and I write a check back to the company.
Right. Right. It all gets accounted for, and it sounds like our accounting system here at the school district doesn't do a very good job of that. They want to cover it up. I don't know.
Well, I don't know, you know, if they want to cover it up or if there's just so many. Again, I'm trying to find out more information about this because I want to go back to the text from last hour where the guy said, you know, it's only a couple of pizzas. Well, these couple of pizzas, whether it's $22 at Starbucks, or $53 at Mr. Pickles, that's not their money.
No, it's the principle of it. And besides, it does add up, if you ask me, and it's an attitude as well. And because what are we supposed to be doing here with all this education money? Buying Starbucks? No, we're supposed to be teaching kids. And the results are abysmal. And again, it gets back to reality. Where's the what they want is more money. They have a problem. They're not addressing the problem other than school bonds to build more buildings, so that'll allow us to do better with education. Well, there's no evidence that that's true, and so that doesn't get pointed out, and people just go along with it. I guess part of the problem with education is who are the parents? The parents are younger folks who maybe haven't been around, and obviously they haven't been around as long, and they're not paying attention. They're worried about Johnny and Sally, and they want the best, and so they're conned into agreeing to another school bond because mm-hmm. that'll make things better at the school. I guess I don't know. There's those of us that are older that know that this is a ruse, and the school bond isn't gonna fix it. You pass this new bond that's coming up, our test score is going to go up. Is education going to get better? I'll go out on a limb and say no.
Oh, you're risking your life there, sir.
Yeah. By the way, what's measure M? I got something in the mail the other day that said measure M. My wife threw it away. We thought it was just an advertising, but is that the bond that's coming up?
Isn't the new one G, or is the old one G? No, the old one was M.
Well, why would we get a flyer for measure M in the mail then if it's the old one?
I don't know. Maybe it's an update on something. I have no idea. I wouldn't get it because I'm not in the district. But
Kevin's correct. It's an update on what they've used the money for it so far.
Isn't that interesting that they're sending this out just before an election?
Yeah, they're priming us. See, we did so good with the last bond. That's why you need to vote for the new bond.
I wonder if they have anything there about the outcome and the grades and so forth, which I can't remember which meeting, but if you recall, at one of the school board meetings, one of the school board members, or it may have been Loftus herself, talking about how important it is to have these beautiful structures.
Yeah, well, where's the evidence that that makes a difference? Show me the evidence. Show me this. Show me the data. What's the data on that? We don't have it.
I don't recall seeing it. Just that if somebody says it, then it must be true.
Yeah. I think some of our school board members and administrators need to go back to some of the STEM classes and do a little study.
No, I wouldn't want them to go back. I would just want them to leave.
Yeah. Well. True. No, I just want honesty. I want a real discussion. I want reality discussed. And the reality is we have an education system, not only in Paso Robles, but in the state, and that's not doing its job. It's just not. And not unless you want kids well-educated and well-rounded, educated, and can read, write, and do some basic math. But maybe that's not the goal. I don't know. It's what I think the goal should be, and any reasonable person thinks the goal should be. But I think some of these folks have different goals.
Well, okay, so let me throw this out here. How much of a role down the road will AI have in the technical sense of the kids that are equipped? And these kids, and the kids I'm talking about are the ones that are equipped almost naturally or, you know, the third that we all went to school with that are just very, very bright kids. That
right.
They're going to be okay, aren't they?
Well, yeah, because I would argue that with the coming of AI, that you're going to have to have your wits about you. Otherwise, you're going to be all the more duped and fall behind if you don't have your wits about you, because you have to be able to discern what's good information. Can you critically think about what's being said or not? Well, and we have a problem with that right now, and I think it's going to be exacerbated with AI.
Right. So then what happens to the others? Are they just kind of lost in the shuffle and they can't fend for themselves?
Yeah, I think so. Unfortunately, it's going to become a growing problem. You're right. That's a good point.
Well, but here's my other side of that. They won't have to fend for themselves. You and I will fend for them just like we're fending for people now. Because the system failed them, and therefore it will be our responsibility to buy a lot more than just lunches and breakfast for these people and supplement their electricity bills and their phone bills, etc. It'll get worse.
Yep.
That's how when you start to control every aspect of people's lives, including what tires you can buy. That's control. The rich will be fine. The rich, you don't have to worry about the rich. It's the rest of the people.
Yep. No, you're right on target, Kevin. That's very true.
Yep. Okay.
That's very true. All right, got to go.
All right, text here. Let's see here. I coached in the school district for years. The AD would normally buy pizza for mandatory coaches meetings, etc. I would think that it's okay to use a district credit card. I'm not sure about district policy, but it's possible employees are not allowed to pay and request reimbursement. This may be required to use district credit cards for legitimate district expenses. Well, if it's not being monitored, and from what I saw these it was sent to me, it had Starbucks, Mr. Pickles, and some other things. Be okay to use a district? No, you can use just like many of us do. If we can use our credit card, you're saying they can't reimburse. Okay, I got you there. Thank you. Let's see here. On this, it says here, district employees do not have to reimburse taxpayers. Ask Mrs. Loftus at her meet and greet this morning how often she has bought herself a coffee on the taxpayer's dime. They say the bond will only cost the taxpayers an equivalent of a cup of coffee a day. But we have to give up our coffee and buy theirs, too. Well, I don't drink coffee, so I shouldn't have to pay for it. So, Paso Robles Joint Unified District just spent around $10,000 on Measure M update flyer. Pulaski also write an opinion piece in the Paso Daily saying what a great job he did managing it. All right. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. And we're a little behind, but we'll catch up.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Motorists on Santa Rita Road may experience traffic delays as the County Department of Public Works performs road repairs. Work will take place about 3.5 miles west of Vineyard Drive as trucks and heavy equipment will be hauled to assist in ongoing storm repairs. Activity is scheduled on weekdays between 7 a.m. and 4:30 p.m., August 24th through September 26th. The Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County has announced a list of endorsements for candidates in the 2026 election. For the North County, their endorsements are Faith Frankel for Paso Robles Mayor, Tom Abkarian and John Rowans for Paso Robles School Board, Chris Bausch for Paso Robles City Council, and Mike Avila for Atascadero City Council. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 61 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump brings the beef to a campaign rally in Myrtle Beach for Senator Darlene Graham, who's focused on affordability. Fox's Aisha Hazmi.
The president already putting out some midterm messaging this morning to voters who are concerned and worried about higher prices of food and gasoline. The president announcing he just struck a deal to lower the price of ground beef. This is the Truth Social he just posted, writing that as we work to rebuild the herd and help our ranchers for the next 90 days, the United States will allow up to 300,000 metric tons of product for ground beef to be imported with no out-of-quota tariff.
The Lindsay Clancy defense prepares to wrap after three witnesses described her hearing a man's voice telling her to kill her three children. But the prosecution questions, why was that never written in their notes? America's listening to Fox News.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso, in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement, get it done by the pros. Sunshine and clouds mixed in. We'll be in the mid-90s, mostly clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 60, and we'll be in the upper 90s on Saturday and Sunday. Low 90s Monday, back to upper 90s Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 627 a.m., 746 p.m., it's 61. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by the good folks at, yes, indeed, we have a Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. All right, our local celebrities, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, leading off, Gail McCabe, Paul Anderson, Ditas Esperanza, Rob Baldwin's having a birthday, Rob, Sarah Boone, Jamie and Claire Southward. Saturday, we have Leslie Hegarty, Ken Fox, Tammy Smith, Marie Stafford, Terry Anderson, Amber Davis, Russ Mesnerich, Russ, Maura Hugh, John Rogers, and Ed and Paula Sosinoff. Sundays, we have Reese Ahrens. We also have Michael Davis, Jack Burns, Christy McMahon, Katie Courtson, Jerry Hart, Deborah Mann. And let's see here. We have Julianne Jarjan, close enough. Dora Scorbank and Paul and Kay Kunstler. So happy birthday and happy anniversary on my right-hand side. Let's see here. Who's on the list? Ooh, the leading off big-time band leader, Count Basie. Yes, indeed. 1904, 1984. Chris Schenkel, very good sportscaster. 1923, 2005, Jack Buck, 1924, 2002. This guy was in a lot of movies, a very good character actor. Jack Weston, 1924, 1996. Pete Ratzlaff, pretty good wide receiver with the Eagles, 1931, 2020. One of the greats, yes, the Big Dipper, Wilt Chamberlain, 1936, 1999. Kenny Rogers, 1938, 2020. One of the great guitar players of all time. Man, he's something else. James Burton, 1939. Oh, man, my favorite country group of all time, the Statler Brothers, Harold Reed, the funny guy. 1939, 2020. Felix Mion, all-star baseball, 1943. Good singer, Jackie DeShannon, What the World Needs Now, 1944. Also on the list, one of the best linebackers, Willie Lanier, he's in the Hall of Fame, 1945. Carl Giamisi from the Buckinghams out of Chicago area, 1947. From Deep Purple, Glenn Hughes, 1951. John Stearns was a catcher for the Mets and others, also played defensive back for Colorado. He was born in 1951, died in 2022. From the Clash, Joe Strummer, 1952. Heisman Trophy winner, two-time. He should not have won it in 75. Dorsett should have, but he was a very, very good college player. Archie Griffin, 1954. From Journey, Steve Smith, 1954. Frank Pastore, not a bad pitcher, 1957, 2012. From Sister Sledge, Kim Sledge, 1957. Quarterback, Jim McMahon, 1959. John Wetland, not a bad relief pitcher for a few teams, including the Bums, 1966. Craig Counsell, good baseball player, now manager, 1970. Boy, what a list today, huh? Who else do we have on the Ruben Drones? Pretty good college running back, 1978. Boy, is it going to end ever? Jamaican sprinter, Usain Bolt, 1986. Another good wide receiver, really good wide receiver, Mike Evans, 1993. Woo, what a list today, I'll tell you. Passing away, there's a connection here because Pete Maravich passed away playing basketball with this gentleman, Dr. James Dobson. He passed away in 2025. Pistol Pete, they were playing hoops together. John Amos, yes, indeed, from Good Times, 2024. Moog synthesizer, Robert Moog, died in 2005. Good riddance to Leon Trotsky in 1940. Ernest Thayer, Casey at the Bat, 1940. They were so good. The Everly Brothers, Don Everly, 2021. And who else? That's it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top of the list today. As a fourth grader, he ran the 300-yard shuttle. And as he got older, he was pretty darn good in track and field as well, high jumping and a couple of other things. And he eventually tried this thing called basketball, and he ended up pretty good. By the way, he also ran the 440 yards in 49 seconds, the 800 in 1.58, the shot put 53 feet, and long jump 23 feet. He was not just tall. He was a very, very good athlete. 72 NBA records. 72. Think about that. He remains the only player to score 100 points in a game. He once grabbed 55 rebounds in a game and never fouled out. He is the only player to average 30 points and 20 rebounds per game in a season. And he once averaged 50 points per game as well as 48 minutes per game. And he was just phenomenal. Obviously helped change the game just like George Mikan did prior to him and a couple of others. But the big guy, Wilt Chamberlain, goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. City of Tascadero's Cruisin' Weekend starts tonight and will continue tomorrow. Tonight is the 33rd Hot El Camino Cruise Night. Then the 35th Annual Mid-State Cruisers Car Show is tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Atascadero Lake Park. And finally, Dancing in the Streets tomorrow from 5 to 10 p.m. A reminder that this afternoon at 2:30 p.m. will be a ribbon-cutting ceremony at Pat Butler Elementary to celebrate the opening of its new ADA-accessible playground, expanded learning classrooms, and garden. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 62 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
All right, he was 11-time rebounding champion. Of course, back then he was competing against Bill Russell. And also 2-time NBA champion, 4-time MVP. Also, he was an assist leader one time and back in 1968, all defensive team, and he did everything. And he liked a lot of things, including money. And he was a registered Republican. He was 63 when he died in 1999. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.